This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour four of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. There's only a couple of rules of the segment. Number one, no operating heavy machinery, which does include an automobile. And you got to answer the questions, you know, both of them. Then you can talk about whatever the hell you want to, okay? We'll go around the room here in Oxnard. We'll go back into the Pimp Cup, hear what Lucius is drinking and thinking, and then get to your phone calls. And obviously, a lot of people are thinking about Micah Parsons right now. What is best case scenario for you? Hold on to him, have him play this year and next year and the year after that at under market value, but you're exercising your full options under the CBA. Maybe he's frustrated. Maybe he doesn't like you. But he's out there playing, right, for well under market value. or, you know, do you trade him? Or do you just give him market value, which is 4 years and $160 million? Currently, I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I'm wondering, how do the Tolos come out on this? You know, it'd be interesting to hear everybody's thoughts. I know, looking at the text, there's a lot of you out there that just want to trade them right now. Brian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah, I'm currently drinking the official water of the Dallas Cowboys. That would be a Deja Blue. And what I'm thinking is, I'm honestly kind of sad this day has come because I really love training camp. And I love being out here, and I love watching practice. And I know we're all going to be back in Dallas doing this together. You know, and then we'll get ready for the preseason and stuff. But I love being out here. I love just, like, every day. And all this stuff with Micah Parsons and stuff and Diggs, man, I just – if I could put this just aside and just go watch guys practice every day, that's the best thing in the world for me.
Just want to watch ball and talk ball, huh?
That's all. That's all I want to do. So
Super Bowl mentality.
It's been a good 2 weeks out here. Thank everybody for following along with me.
I've had a blast, man. You've done a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Wolchuk.
Been sipping on some high-quality H2O over here as well, trying to really just get hydrated after last night and probably round two at the Rudder Room tonight. Hmm. But yeah, the Micah stuff is frustrating. It's like, why are we going through this hamster wheel over and over and over again? Just get the damn thing done.
Yeah.
Just move forward.
That is kind of frustrating. Speaking of getting things done, did Lyle Collins get done? I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see the clips from practice here of you know, where they're going to play Lyle and what kind of a role. He's in tremendous shape.
Yeah, I think they have to move somebody to make room for him. And that's why this is not yet official. But all indications are from multiple sources that I do trust, he is going to get signed.
Right on. Chief, drinking
that water. Speaking of shape, I like the shape of Cooper Beebe.
I like the shape of him.
It's obvious, dude. Yeah, I like the shape of him. He talked about losing some of that that fat, putting on the muscle. I think it's very obvious. I couldn't even play that cool that whole time.
I could have made it weird and like, do you know how much I love you? I looked aware.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about how disappointed I am that you didn't do that.
I could have.
It looks borderline too small, but then you remember how strong he is and what his measurables are. He has converted a ton of fat to muscle.
Yeah,
tremendous job there by Cooper Beebe.
I can't even call him the Girthquake. I was going to hit him with Girthquake, but I couldn't.
Oh, we didn't hit him with the brisket sandwich.
Yeah, I was trying to get the Cooper BBQ Sando.
Shoot.
Yeah, let's go back into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, drinking, thinking?
I mean, it's a whirlwind in here, brother. I tell you what, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm juggling a whole lot of things, man. What am I drinking? Water. Had over half a gallon today. Not a whole gallon, but half a gallon.
Not bad.
When I left the house, I did see some two bottles of, was that Fortaleza tequila she had in there?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to get with that when I get home, watch some WNBA, drink some tequila.
You like yell at the screen, Lucius?
Well, we got Wings Fever tonight, like, don't we?
Yeah, it's Wings tonight, bro. Yeah.
Do you like drink your tequila? Just yell at the screen. Come on,
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
About second half.
Yeah.
Let that tequila start speaking.
And I'm thinking, men, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I am pleading to you: go get your body diagnostic test done. Go figure out what's going on with you. We've seen a lot this week. We've seen Deion Sanders. This man doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He doesn't have a bladder now. We've seen Randy Moss go down. These are superheroes when it comes to their bodies. Mm-hmm. And they're being caught by this stuff. So let's go get checked out. They've been saying it over and over again. Now, I do have a question for those that have gone and got checked out. What do you do? How do you do this? I've been on the Cigna app. I mean, how do you do? You just do your Google, get checked out? Like, what's going on?
I think the people that advertised with us a while back via scan, you know, they can do like all of your organs and stuff and your heart and everything, your throat. I mean, they get a whole big picture of that.
I want the whole Monty.
Okay, Lucius, look up the Cooper Clinic, if you would. Cooper Clinic. Yeah, and the problem is the Cooper Clinic is one of the best in the country. People come from all over the world to this place.
Yeah.
They don't take insurance.
They don't take insurance?
What the hell?
No, they don't.
And I got great insurance, so I got to use
that. We all have great insurance, but it's going to cost you probably over $4,000 to do this.
Jeez.
But it will be the most extensive test you will ever do in your life. It starts at 7:30 in the morning and ends at 3 in the afternoon. You go through a whole deal. But it's incredible stuff. I'm not doing ads for them or anything like that. But if you're interested in that kind of stuff, that extensive kind of work, internal stuff, your skin, all that, they take you through the whole process.
In the meantime, for the rest of us, let's talk about throwing those toxins down and partying over the weekend. It's time for your phone calls here at What You Drinking and What You Thinking. But that is a beautiful message, Lucius.
And
I think more men need to hear that more often.
Screw you, bro. Screw you, bro.
Where are we going? Who's the phones?
Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
No, this is Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Sorry. That's all right. Jim and I are both from Texas. We sound alike anyway. But drinking a little margarita, wanting to stay away from the Micah story. I can't really figure out whose side I'm on that deal. Sure. I feel for Micah. He's paid his dues. But then again, Jerry is a businessman. So we'll move on from that and just tell you that I think that you all have done a hell of a job this last week. My favorite part of the week was 3 Live Mike because it was fight night. I know me and Lucia love hearing about fights and line your ass up and start running. But the main reason I wanted to call is because of Brian.
Sir.
Brian, for the life of me, I'm telling you, Brian, I said this to Woolchuck the other day, and I'll tell you to your ears, the last 2 weeks you get the top honors because how in the hell you haven't been gobbled up as a general manager or an administrative leader in some organization is beyond my imagination. You have done an outstanding job assessing players, assessing coaches, and assessing practice time. And why people can't recognize that with your experience is beyond my imagination.
We certainly do, Tim.
You boys be safe going home.
Thank you, Cheers.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate you, Tim. Thank you very much. Very kind of you.
There he goes. Tim in Carthage opens a line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, I just wanted to everybody know we appreciate the hell out of you, Brian. You know,
Love you, Brian.
Yeah. It's all good, broski.
The job that he's done, outstanding. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Okay, now that was Tim. This is Jim. Big Jim. What you tricking? What you taking?
Well, I understand why it'd be easy to get us confused. Yeah. Didn't fall asleep today. It's been good. Couldn't possibly fall asleep with all this bullcrap going on.
Yeah.
Drinking a little whiskey, fellas. And I just want to say how much I've appreciated your coverage this week and how much fun we've had, the interviews that you guys have gotten with these Cowboys. And, you know, I tell you, notwithstanding the Micah Jerry eruption, you do get a sense that these guys are all sort of moving in the same direction. They're focused, not just reading off the same script. You can tell when a guy's genuine, and you can tell when a guy's reading from a script. I wish Dak would, whenever he gets interviewed, I wish he'd just slow it down. It's like listening to Dak talk at the podium, like listening to a YouTube video at two times the speed. But, no, I'm excited. Look, I'm excited about what's going on out there, and, you know, I'm kind of with Tim on this one. I don't think I'm on anybody's side, because I think Jerry's thinking about himself and the team, and then Mike is thinking about himself. But I tell you one thing, I couldn't give two craps for this David Mulligetta feller. I don't like him one bit. I've been reading about him. I mean, that guy's the problem. And the way I look at it, fellers. If Micah is a very informed, smart young man, and what you have heard and told us, and others have said, if they had discussed this and come to some general agreement of structure and outline, then look, it's like, I mean, I've seen this happen in business for years. Two guys get something worked out, and they get the two lawyers together and get it. It's like, hey, y'all go get it done. And I don't think that's happened. And I think this Mulligetta guy is all about himself, and he wants to be the biggest, baddest SOB in the room. And I think he's at least part of the problem. He ain't the whole problem, but he's part of the problem. And we all get hung out to dry. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Thanks for the joy this week, fellas.
There he goes. And,
look forward to having y'all back.
Salute. Thank you, Big Jim. I don't think he told us what he was drinking, but we could assume.
He said whiskey.
A couple fingers of whiskey?
Yeah, okay. He said whiskey.
All right.
Maybe it's a three-finger lid.
Right out of the bottle. No ice.
God dang, that's what his voice says to me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man that can definitely handle his brown liquor. Yeah. Who's next, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Dex, man. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, first off, shout out to my boy Lucius, man. Hey, because Lucius, hey, you kept it real. My guy said after the show, he on that tequila, right? Everybody else is like, they on some water. Man, we know after the show. What y'all doing after the show? That's what we want to know. Everybody, I'm drinking water right now. I'm drinking alkaline water. I'm on my way to I'm on my way to vacation Bible school. I got to pick up the wife and the kids, and I'm freaking like running 15 minutes behind, right? But on my way to pick up the wife and the kids, I'm on a freaking like a little. It's like a little 10% margarita. Just a little something light. But
just a little starter.
My question is this. So number one, first off, giving honor to God, yes, he's in my life. Number two. They need to go and pay Micah, or Micah need to get traded. Number three, I ain't even no Cowboys fan. I'm a 49ers fan. But if I wanted to do that phantom thing, are they gonna kick me out the first time when I let them know the truth? Like, I know Cowboys, I know Rangers, because I got a hot dog stand. Shout out to my boy Robert Davis. I got a hot dog stand,
King of the South,
C214 at Rangers. And then, so I'm everything else, Dallas, Mavericks, Rangers, but I ain't no Cowboys fan. Mm. Are they go kick me out when they realize I'm a 49ers fan? I go to the phantom thing?
No, I think you're fine there. Just don't. No. I wouldn't lead with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're not welcome, but I love you and thank you for the call.
There he goes. Good call. What are you guys drinking tonight, by the way? That was a good question.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. It could be tequila, vodka, or whiskey. I think it's just going to be a dealer's choice when I walk up to the bar.
Probably going to do cold beer tonight.
Driving, so I'll probably have nothing.
Yeah, he'll do some shots for me.
Yeah.
Maybe a fireball shot or two.
All right, perfect.
You know, everybody.
Whiskey it is.
I can't figure out why, but everybody loves Jared Sandler, and he's a well-known Packers fan. It's not going to get you fined or thrown off the air or anything like that. But
he loves
what
Packers.
You notice with Sands is he's not out here leading with it, being like, hey, guys, let's talk Packers again. You know, I think you could win fan phenom as a Niners fan, no doubt about it. Lucius, do we have time for any more?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go to Kyler. Kyler, what are you drinking? What are you thinking? All right. I'm going to put you back on hold there, Kyler. How about let's go to Polo in Arlington. Oh, Polo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Clear call. What's going on, fellas?
Afternoon.
Hello?
Yo. Yo. What you drinking? What you thinking? Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Polo.
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
My boy, Wooly Bully. What's going on, Wooly Bully?
What's up, Bo?
Okay, you can understand why I be talking about. Half the time, y'all think I come up there talking crazy. But I just keep it real. I told y'all last week, I said Michael Parsons ain't worth $100-something million because if he can't get the sack, he can't tackle nobody on no run. But yet still, Jerry Jones is always the black players. Look at Jake Ferguson. This fool got one touchdown last year, barely can block the run, but y'all gave him $30-something million guaranteed. Why? I mean, you never did do Troy Aikman like that. No, you never did do Martin like that. But Martin got tired. You restructured his contract for salary players. So, Michael Parsons, do what you want to do, man. If you do get traded, I hope they see you to Jacksonville so we can get us 2 draft picks because that general manager is just dumb. And Broadus, I don't know what to tell you, man. I wish all the black players in America would go to historical black colleges instead of going out to the SEC schools because I'm tired of them being overpaid. They need to put a limit on what they can pay these fools. Bye.
Please do. Please do.
There he goes, Polo in Arlington, sounding off once again. He's never boring.
Bye.
He's always going to speak his mind. And
love to be able to help the black schools there with that. They need the NIL money too. I mean, they all do. I mean, you can't all these places these scholarship limits in some these teams. I mean, yeah, those are great schools to go to play great football.
The thing I'm always interested in though is where that other part of the discussion goes and what's true about that perception compared to some others. But you know what I think could be reported fairly is. They've made all kinds of players wait, right? Mm-hmm. But where is Jerry taking shots at the white players like we saw with Diggs and Micah? Like, is there that? Does he feel like I can fire shots at these guys and people are going to cheer that and I can't with the white players? I don't know. Maybe there's something there.
He fired a shot at Zach Martin a couple years ago.
Was there a shot?
Yeah.
Right on. So maybe it is.
What was the shot? What did he say? I'm just curious.
They didn't need him.
Yeah, he said, yeah, we can be fine without him.
They're fine without him.
We can find without
He's
him.
He's replaceable.
Yeah.
Was it the same temperature shot, you think?
Nothing's been the same temperature as the Diggs stuff.
No, the Diggs stuff has been very, very, very tough.
All right. Just wanted to address that. Polo asked, so I'm not afraid of any topic here in the G-Back Nation.
No.
Are we ready for any other phone calls, Lucius?
I guess we can do one more. Dope Sick Dave, what are you drinking? What are you
thinking? It's been a while for him.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, it has been a while. Just drink of water right now, and I'll try to make this quick. But I'm thinking about something that's kind of bothered me all day. On the morning show, Corey asked Mickey Spagnuolo if he saw Diana Rossini's report about Micah, which, by the way, Mickey said he didn't see the report but heard about it, which is wild to me, seeming that he's a Cowboys insider. But Corey asked him about Micah's trade request, and Mickey scoffed at it. He was dismissive of the fact that Parsons wanted out. And, yeah, I understand, like, the game to getting deals done and stuff, but Mickey's response was just absurd, and he basically mocked Micah for wanting a trade and essentially said, does the guy know we have his rights for the next 3 years? You want to sit out and lose your money? Uh-huh. Okay, buddy. If you thought this would move the needle for the Cowboys, it won't. I mean, man, enough of being the ultimate Jerry Jones brown noser. Enough of being the ultimate Jerry apologist. It somewhat reminds me of the Luca besmirching from the Mavs. How can you be a so-called lead man in Cowboys reporting, but then treat Micah and the whole situation like that? Regardless of whether or not you think he should get paid, be tied to him long-term, whatever it may be, you can't be treating your stars like this, whether that be ownership, front office, or even the Dallas Cowboys media, the central Dallas Cowboys media. Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
There he goes. Dope Sick Dave sounding off on Mickey Spagnola right here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, that'll do it for this edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking on your home of the Cowboys. And that was fun. Hopefully everybody is safe and responsible. We're going to get Eric Nadell on the other side, and then we'll get the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live, and all the Friday vibes are about to start flowing here coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the G-Bag Nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time now to chat with Eric Nadell here on your home of the Rangers as we get set for Rangers-Mariners coming up at 8 o'clock with the pregame. It's going to be Jack Leiter on the hill as an incredible trade deadline yesterday and then a disappointing shutout loss to the Mariners. So we're hoping to get right. And Eric Nadell joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Eric Nadell brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. What kind of a grade do you give the Rangers trade deadline?
I would give them an A-, I think. They failed to come up with an actual closer, but they added two great arms to the bullpen. It kind of reminds me of some of those previous successful years where they added Uehara and Mike Adams 1 year to the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was the year they added Jake Diekman and Sam Dyson, 2015 or 2016. It reminds me of that in adding Danny Coulomb and Phil Maton. You know, these are guys who can go right into the late inning mix, could conceivably, you know, close a game or two, depending on, you know, with the pockets that are coming up and all that. I think it just gives Bruce Bochy extra options if he wants to bring in Robert Garcia in the seventh inning or the eighth inning to, you know, deal with a specific hitter or a specific pocket. You know, he's got more experienced late inning guys behind Garcia when he chooses to do that.
With the addition
for Merrill Kelly.
Oh yeah.
that's, you know, you're dealing with a staff ace there. You now have three aces on your staff. It's phenomenal. You know, if the Rangers can get to the playoffs, you know, you've got three bona fide top-notch guys to start the three playoff games. You got to get there, of course, and that's the rub, because all of the teams involved got better. Boston didn't get that much better, but they picked up a couple of pitchers, you know, in Dustin May and Steven Matz. Seattle got a lot better, and the Yankees got a lot better. So, you know, basically right now it looks like four teams fighting for three wild card spots, and, you know, everybody got better. So it's going to be a lot of fun the last 2 months.
Rangers do enough to give you confidence, or are you hoping?
Well, I guess both. You know, I started to get confidence within the last month or two as the Rangers started scoring runs fairly regularly, you know, as long as they're not facing George Kirby, who apparently has some sort of spell over them. But I think that they're in pretty good shape right now.
Right on, Eric. And then I wanted to ask you, what else happens with the pitching staff with the addition of Kelly? If you get Malley healthy in September, there's your four playoff starters. And with the addition of the bullpen pieces, is Leiter and Rocker like as a fifth starter, I guess, for the rest of the season? But then you have Corbin. Like, what are Leiter and Rocker's roles as you project and look into September and maybe October?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think only Bruce Bochy, you know, can unlock the key to that. And I think that, you know, in the case of Rocker, he just hasn't pitched that much. You know, there has to be a fatigue factor involved with him, you know, as you go late in the season. Leiter maybe not as much, but I would assume that they will both, you know, spend some time in the bullpen and also have some of their starts skipped, you know, as you go down the stretch. And these guys are dealing with career highs in innings pitched. So, you know, I think it's a great move for depth. It's a great move for insurance, for protection in case a starter gets hurt. But more than that, it adds to the quality of your rotation. You know, you already have the best rotation in baseball based on earned run average, and it's gotten that much better now with Merrill Kelly.
Eric, this might be an unfair question, but Josh Jung is dealing with another injury. This one's a soft tissue, and I love JJ. I mean, he was a guy that I had high expectations for, but where are you at with injury-prone versus just unlucky with a player like Josh Jung?
Yeah, for the most part, I think he's been unlucky. You know, when you get injuries like this, you start thinking more along the lines of injury-prone. You know, it's one thing to get hit by a pitch. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, or have a line drive break your hand, you know, which happened to him when Jorge Soler hit that ball in past years. But, you know, the soft tissue injuries are the ones that you hope the players are not prone toward. And I think it's still a little early, you know, to put labels on him as far as that stuff is concerned.
Do you think the Cowboys or any sports teams playing with fire if they don't, like, sign their stars in a timely fashion?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's, you know, I don't follow the Cowboys really closely, but it's been impossible not to see what's been going on with Micah.
Yeah. I thought it was impossible for you to skip a road trip to Seattle, but I guess you're taking the weekend off?
Well, you know, that's a very good point. I haven't missed Seattle before. This one is all about that getaway night game on Wednesday, you know, which the Angels insist on playing instead of playing a day game because somebody's traveling after the game. I can't handle those red-eye flights anymore. I mean, I'm just basically past the point age-wise to recover fast enough. You know, the last time we had one of those, I was wiped out for 3 days.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So rather than go through that, I decided I wouldn't do it. I won't make a trip. So I missed both of the Anaheim trips this year because in both cases they had getaway day games during the week. And the first one they were going to Houston. They got to the hotel at 5:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And then on this one, going to Seattle, they got there at 3:30 in the morning, neither of which my body would have handled very well.
Very interesting. We appreciate the update on that. And, of course, we got to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on a Friday night.
So what I'm drinking, have you guys ever had iced hot chocolate?
No.
No.
Huh.
It's like chocolate milk.
So that's what I've been. That's what I've been drinking. There's a place in Durango that kind of specializes in chocolate. They make their own chocolate. They make hot chocolate. They have a drink called iced hot chocolate, and it's basically hot chocolate that they then pour over ice. And we've got a coffee machine here that will make hot chocolate, really dark hot chocolate. You want it really dark because it's going to get diluted when you pour it over ice. So I make the dark hot chocolate, pour it over a glass full of ice, and it's really refreshing and really delicious, and that's what I've been drinking. And what I've been thinking is there's a record that I cannot stop listening to that I want people to be aware of. It's by a guy named Chuck Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. He's a Bay Area rock and roller. I've been familiar with him for years. I actually have met him a few times. He has an album out now called Wake the Dead, and it's a type of music that's called cumbia, C-U-M-B-I-A. It's a Latin-flavored music that originated in the country Colombia. But it's not like salsa or merengue or reggae or any of those. It's completely different, and he does an amazing job with it, and I can't stop listening to this album. Chuck Prophet, Wake the Dead. So I just recommend everybody check it out and see if you like it.
I love it, Eric. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you up with you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Go Rangers. Here we go. The pregame's coming up at 8 o'clock. Eric Nedell brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day. And this whole time when you...
Told you there's a lot going on in here, bro.
Got you, bitch.
A lot going on.
You gave us a warning.
Yeah. Cumbia.
Cumbia.
Cumbia. I've heard of cumbia. Cumbia. But I've never heard of cumbia. Cumbia, yes. Cumbia, no. So, hey, you learn something every day, I guess, right?
Cumbia.
There, right?
Cumbia.
This whole time, I thought it meant change up.
Cumbia. Yeah.
Thought it was a health class lesson.
I bet they dance really good to cumbia, you know?
Oh, yeah. They tear it up.
Oh, man.
Shake it.
Cumbia. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Them Latin clubs, they go crazy in them joints. They be wearing them heels.
Yeah.
They be spinning around them skirts, bruh.
Shiny dresses.
Yeah. And they make that big circle when they just boom, chichi, boom, chichi, boom, chichi, boom, chichi. And they be going around that big circle. Oh, my God. I love that. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan about 5:30-ish. This is 5:36. My name is Ad Lucky Lucius P. You can hit
ready
me
to
up.
Ready to vote, Lucius?
Yeah. You can hit me up this weekend if you see anything cool audios or something happened on this station or whatever, man. Hit me up and let me know. Day 3 for this champion audio. It is a Stephen Jones combo pack. It all got started when Dawson pressed Mr. Jones.
Right, and I'm like, well, why would they not just get this thing done if Micah really wants to be here? And I guess one is that he would have to take significantly less than market value for you guys to want to do that contract with him now. And the other would be, I mean, it is probably tens of millions of dollars in free brand awareness.
A lot of the things you just said are mostly inaccurate.
Okay. How so?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the details of a negotiation.
Oh, yeah. How so?
How so?
Can't wait to use that one on Bennett.
Yeah. How do we know the percentage that's inaccurate?
How so?
13%?
Yeah. All right, let's go to the KNC masterpiece where Corey does a impersonation of Stephen Jones in that situation.
Here's my example of Stephen. You know, where do you stop to get gas, Stephen? And he's like, gasoline is all over the country, and you never know exactly when you're going to need to stop, because what is stopping? And right. Who knows how many different places you can pass before you actually... A lot of people out there need gas. And so sure. Do I want gas when they're getting gas, or do I want gas whenever they're not? And so you have to ask yourself that question. You've got to be prepared. 24 hours, 365.
No, but I asked you the question. Where did you get the gas?
To get gasoline. Well, I'm not going to talk about that right now. That's not fair to the gasoline industry.
My goodness.
How so?
That is a well-coordinated comedy routine right there.
Yeah.
That's what that came off as.
Right off the cuff, man.
Unbelievable.
A little Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. Who's on first?
Yeah. Let's gather around the radio, folks. The show is coming on. Hey, that's a little cool.
Oh. By the way, Lucius, real quick, speaking of that Jerry Jones thing, Don Van Natta tweeted 5 hours ago, Jerry doesn't mind paying a few extra million in a mega contract if he and the Cowboys can generate 100 plus million worth of free publicity by dominating conversation in July and August. That was his take on the Micah Parsons holdout and drama going on. But I think that's victory for me. I think that's a huge dub. Yeah. I think from my lips to Steven's ears to Don Van Natta's Twitter accounts, what you're seeing right there, boys.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
Influencing the NFL news cycle once again. You know me.
There you go, man.
You want to say something about it?
Don't hurt yourself. Pat yourself on the back like that. You know, you're over 45. You might hurt you know,
well,
a muscle getting back there.
Especially after sleeping on the bathroom floor last night.
Oh, yeah. Wow. First come pride, then come shame. So, should be a horrible weekend, but I'm going to enjoy it right now.
Bro, take all your wins.
Take
all your wins. Yeah, take all your wins. Especially we're men. We don't get a lot of wins out here. You know what I mean? Nobody cares if we win or lose. Nobody cares, bro. Nobody cares.
He wasn't mad at me at the media party last night, though?
Oh, he was pissed at you.
Okay. Good.
Nah, he didn't care.
How so? That's good, too.
Let's go to Jared Sandler. Matt Hicks, they're at it again, going back and forth. They're a little Lauren Hardy themselves here. Khaki Kev sent me this.
The Braves and Reds playing a four-game series with the game Saturday and Sunday. Bristol Motor Speedway, special baseball showcase setup, kind of like the Field of Dreams games. Keep you posted on that one.
Hey, they're going to play at a racetrack here pretty soon.
Mm.
The Braves, right? Or the Reds?
Play the racetrack. True.
3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss.
Or are they both going to play?
Were you preoccupied 20 seconds ago?
Oh.
I must have been. Did you mention that? Sorry.
Been there.
Sorry, I was preoccupied.
It's okay.
But you know what? You multitask so much better than me.
Lindbergh landed to Paris.
I love it when Hicks has the self-awareness and he just he sinks into it.
He catches it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was listening to Jared in the queue. It's not like how he just fell back when he got the same question back at him that he just explained.
Echo.
I know Jared Sandler, bro. In his head, he's like, oh, my God.
He's such a smart ass.
Oh, my God. Where are you right now, Higgs?
How dare you not pay attention to my every word?
What are you doing?
And he's clearly not afraid to throw a teammate under the bus, which I really respect.
Look at you. Speaking of you, Mr. Dawson, you said some weird things today.
I did.
Yeah.
Here comes the shame.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
As predicted, just a little sooner.
Yes, sir. This is you yesterday. It's not like you wanted to purchase some guys. It's not like you had a all-male brothel or something.
Oh, we can buy Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But can I buy multiple depth guys or busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time?
What?
Whoa.
What? Whoa. Hold on. Whoa.
That's a freak off P. Diddy style, fam.
I told you. I was sleep deprived. I have no recollection of what happened yesterday.
Busty guys fortifying me.
Yeah, the busty that guys thing is weird.
Bro.
Yeah. Wow. In your bag.
Guys are busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Arriving.
That is somebody's dream, by the way. Somebody's like, yes.
Oh, that's
that is exactly what I'm talking about. This weekend is what I'm trying to get into, but they ain't answering the phone.
You were preaching to the Christian Wilkins
my personal
choir
hell.
Right there.
Man. My personal hell. Right here. You know how frustrating it is to be that brilliant on a Tuesday and that horrible on a Thursday? No consistency. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Freaking Jock Peterson over here. No. Trust me, I'll get back to hitting sometime next year. It'll be fine.
Nah, I feel you, bro.
All right, what are you seeing? Time to vote?
Oh, let's do one more. Let's do one more. We already done stepped all over LA Live and what I prepped for, which I wish I would have known this because I would not have prepped for it.
Take the six.
I would have not have. Yeah. No, I would have
prepped. Over time.
Hey, no, come on.
Over time. Over time.
All right, listen. You said this too, Dawson.
Tank was just a little bit more quiet and professional, you know, or quiet and didn't want to, you know, say his side of the story as much. Remember when Tyron Smith was hotter than a, you know, yeah, nest of fire cracking hornets back there, or whatever.
Some firecracking hornets.
Whatever he was, dude. We heard him yelling from here. He was so ticked off that the Cowboys were lowballing him. It was awesome.
Whatever.
Firecracking hornets.
Firecracking hornets, a nest of them.
That's amazing.
Okay, it is. Is it our champ? Is it the Steve Combo Platter with Majors getting it done? Is it Sandler and Hicks? Is it Dawson wants to purchase some guys? Or Tyron Smith was hotter than a nest
fortified.
Of firecracking hornets?
After they arrive.
Well, clearly I'm the GOAT, so however you guys see it.
Is that a Dawson combo pack?
Or he is feeling himself right now. The boy is smelling himself.
I'll vote for Sand. No, I'll vote for the Steve combo, Chief.
I'll vote for the Dawson combo.
Lucius.
Shoot yeah, man. I'm going with that Dawson combo.
Well, Chuck.
Shoot yeah,
likewise.
Boy.
Shoot yeah, boy.
Brian.
Dawson.
There it is. Unanimous by a score of 5-0. He's done it again. Tune in Monday at 5:30. See if we can make it 4 in pursuit of 5. And if you ever miss the champ, you can tune in at 2:20-ish, where Lucius replays it for you in the first hour of the show. Time now to stay in the Pimp Cup. Yes. Here's LA Live.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. And we...
It'll make you dance on everything. Everybody get high.
She's a pretty lady, but she was mad. She dialed 911 and complained about her order at McDonald's. Her sister tried to get her out of the McDonald's. She wouldn't do that. Instead, she continued on her rant and her rage. You know, I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like two fries short of a Happy Meal, or maybe it was she was short of the Happy Meal completely. But she created a McMess.
A McMess.
And she acted like a McNutt.
Awesome.
Wow. Hard on.
Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, August 1st, 2025. Don't crash out this weekend. It's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. I mean wild week. Fellas, can you name something wild that happened this week?
Gary Busey in his face, and he touched and groped a woman.
There we go. There we go.
Micah Parsons just requested a trade.
That is wild. That's wild.
Dawson talked about fortifying Busty, guys.
Yeah. That's very wild week right there.
That was journalism.
Strange. Yeah. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely, y'all. Avoid the law dogs. Please avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. Speaking of law dogs, I see a lot of police officers using their own personal social media accounts, which I like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're getting to know the cop a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. I see guys out there patrolling. I give them a like or whatever. But speaking of law dogs, there's a Houston deputy under fire after she posted a video on TikTok saying she didn't get her back cracked last night. Oh. So everyone is getting a ticket tonight.
Oh, wow.
She didn't get her back cracked last night. So everyone's getting a ticket tonight.
Somebody step in there. You know, help us all out.
Hey, man, looking at the images that she was providing on her account, I would have cracked it. I would have cracked it for you. I'm a chiropractor, baby. I'll crack that back for you. 100%. But, yeah, she's under investigation now for a joke, bro.
Oh, no.
It's just a joke. She's under investigation now. That's just a joke.
Thought comedy was sacred.
Man,
comedic license.
Man, yeah. Mind your speeds out here. It's still Operation Slowdown on these DFW streets. Operation Slowdown. They are coming for speedy drivers. They've been writing mad tickets out here. You don't want a hot ticket. So slow it down a little bit. They're on 75, 30, 35, 635. The bush.
Yep. See, that's how I know the universe is looking out for me. They said, let's send the G-bag to Oxnard this week. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nah,
thank you.
That is your move. That is your move right there. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Unless it's something good, which you'd probably be on Dallas, Texas TV before you're on DFW scanner for something good. You know, if you won a lottery or something like that. Keep your emotions in check. Don't drink and drive. Speaking of that, the streets in Deep Ellum will close at 10 p.m. on the weekends now. The streets of Deep Ellum will close at 10 p.m. on the weekends now, folks. The closures are from Main Street to Indiana Street and Good Latimer Expressway to Malcolm X Boulevard. That's over there by that Gus's Fried Chicken. Yeah.
Oh, Gus is good. Oh, yeah. That's good.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, yeah.
What did Kelvin Joseph do this time?
Now, when they say they're shutting down the streets, that means we can't park over there, so we got to, like, walk 6 blocks to Deep Ellum? Is that what they're telling
me? It kind of sounds like everything's closing. Are they just saying you can't drive on the streets at that time?
Like, the bars are still
going to
be open.
Okay. Well, that'll be cool. Like, a walk through the streets downtown, maybe. Maybe this is actually a good sign.
I mean, so,
I don't like it's supposed to obviously try and help with the crime, but is that like what the hell are they even doing really?
That's what
I'm saying. It's
still
going to happen.
And then I can't get to my favorite bars easily. You know, and those businesses down there is going to suffer more with that little move. I don't know. I got to see how it looks. I might roll through one of these days tonight or tomorrow just to see. It's going to rain tonight though, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Beats me.
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what that actually means. They're going to shut down those streets. Maybe the fan techs will tell me. So plan accordingly and don't crash out. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Oh. Oh, yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. August 1st. Summer is winding down. Hey! I know you got your summer love with you, little summer bunny. Huh? LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Yeah, if you're in college or something like that, it's time for you to go back to college. You've been laid up with somebody back from the hometown. Now you're going to go back to your college girlfriend, act like you wasn't with that person the whole time. Hey!
All summer long, we've been together, and I never felt so good. Cause when I'm with you.
In lieu of Gilbert Arenas getting himself busted, and look like he's about to snitch on the mob.
Uh-oh.
If you plan on having a home poker game, just remember these things. I don't want you to get caught up in some type of criminal enterprise. Some things to keep in mind. Especially if you're taking a cut of the winnings.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That'll get you right there. Taking a cut of the winnings, you might fall into a slippery slope of a criminal enterprise.
Seems like it's happening in Texas on some pretty big levels, and maybe the authorities just look the other way. I wonder if those dudes are paying their taxes.
And that's what just, it is.
Yeah?
It's the taxes.
You got to pay them taxes, bro. Keep the people off your back.
That's what you do.
You got to keep the people off your back. Keep it A1. Keep the yard cut. You keep it looking nice from the outside. Don't mess around, bro. Yeah. Charging an entry fee. Make sure you don't charge an entry fee. If you charge an entry fee, you might be stepping into criminal enterprise territory. I cannot say criminal enterprise today. I just can't
Words
say
Words are hard, dude. I've been struggling, too.
And I just brushed my teeth not too long ago because my tongue is, like, real, feeling real weird.
Weird.
Said,
weird how?
Yeah.
How so?
So how so?
Can you say firecracking hornet's nest?
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if I can. I can't, but I probably know who can. Let's see.
Cracking hornets back there, or whatever.
Cracking hornets back there.
Cracking hornets.
Cracking hornets back there.
So that's that smell.
Be careful if you charge, if you hire people to help you out with your partying situation. Hmm. If you got people that's hired for some reason, it might be slippery. Might be slippery.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I can't be security.
Dealers?
I can't take any profit.
Yeah.
This is just weird, man. I think
it's nasty.
It's above and beyond.
They don't want us to be great.
They ruined the great American game.
I mean,
poker.
Be great today.
So the only way you can make money is if you're just way better than your friends. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's it.
How so?
That's what it said in the write-up, in fact. You just have to win flat out. It can't be anything else.
Don Vanetta said that?
And there's no legal casinos in the state either, so you're screwed if you like gambling.
Yeah. All right, I got one more before we get out of here. One more thing I want to.
I mean, a guy will only keep a game together at his house for so long. Maybe if it's your absolute best of buddies, right? But usually they get burnt out. I'll let them get compensated a little bit. You know what I'm talking about.
That's weed. Hey, they said it was like women going in and out of the arena's house. So maybe they were serving up girls over there, too?
Oh, and some working gals. That'd be a proper mob vicious operation.
We were Paul Pierce in this.
Yeah, multiple revenue streams.
Oh, my God. All right, man. How do you like your meat?
What?
Talking about your ribs. How do you like your ribs?
Smoked.
I got a guy that lives in my neighborhood. I call him the meat man. When I see him leave, he usually like posts up somewhere, at maybe like a barbershop or something like that, and sells like barbecue plates.
Wow.
When I see him leave the neighborhood, I go stand outside like it's the ice cream man. Like, hey, let me get a plate for you. Before you get on out of here, bro.
The meat man's coming. The meat man's coming.
Does he have a little meat man jingle on his car?
He need one, bro. He need one. I can tell by the sound of the trailer that it's him right now. Yeah. Spanky, squinky, squinky. Oh, that's my man. Let me step outside.
Oh, the meat's here.
The meat man. Yeah, he sells St. Louis style ribs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, they're kind of wet.
Okay.
Kind of wet, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, they're fattier than your baby backs.
Some wet meat.
And they got sauce all over it.
Okay, then he sauces them up.
Oh, we're saucing.
Do they not serve get it good like smoke that? On them? They do. Yeah. Okay. That's totally legit. Yeah.
I thought they were known for having like saucy ribs. Am I tripping? I could be, dog.
It's just different styles.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mr. 3-6 Mafia DJ Paul, he has a hot barbecue take. Do you agree?
What's up, y'all? I want to talk to y'all about something. Something that's been on my mind for a long time right now. You know, it's been bothering me. You know, it's a lot going on in the world right now. You know, a lot that we can't stop. You know, like the thing with immigration, the wars, you know. But it is something we can't stop. If we come together as a people, we can stop this. And that's saying, look at that meat fall off that bone. Stop saying that, bro. Stop saying that. We do not want that. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, home of the barbecue, and we don't want that. We want a firm rib with a dry rub on the top. Ooh. Juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside. Not salt, pepper, or dry rub. Say that with me, people. Dry rub, you know? That's what we want. If we're talking about a pot roast, yeah, we want a pot roast to fall off the bone, but when we're talking about a pork rib, no, man. Just stop doing that, bro. For barbecue's sake, stop saying that.
Might be trying to mask something, Lucius. Sauce?
Yeah.
Sauce on a rib?
Yeah.
Because if you're using St. Louis cut ribs, that's from the belly part. Those things should be fatty and juicy and all that. You really don't need any sauce on those.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
you're
right.
So you might be trying to mask something.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like a whole lot of makeup on that pig.
Yeah,
what
don't.
Telling me.
Yeah, just, man, if you just serve those things up dry from that belly, that'll be fine.
But the fall off the bone thing is interesting as well. Like,
the bite.
In competition, they really want it firm so you can take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
I you know, for me, I think it's a preference thing. And if they're falling off the bone and the meat is so tender and that's how you like the meat, I'm not going to argue with that.
Man.
Yeah, but it's not going to win a competition.
No, but Roadhouse is pretty like that. And those are damn delicious.
They want the imprint, though, on the competition. They want that U of the bite.
Don't care. The teeth
mark, stuff like that.
Man, I love those videos of when they like guys are showing off their meat. Paws. and they hit the bone
Clip
on
that.
The table.
Yeah.
And then the meat just falls off that bone, like on a cricket. Yeah. And you see like all the heat rise up off that damn thing. Oh, my God. I save it instantly. Where's this fool at? Oh, man, he's in Florida. Damn.
Yeah, I do like it, man. For me, it's like I want to be able to pull it off the bone if I try. I don't want it sticking there. Once it's sticking there, now you're talking about some rib meat that might get stuck in your teeth.
I like the slide. But the only thing to me with the pulling the bone paws was like in pork butts. You know,
like those sandwiches and like awesome
you
burritos they're doing now.
Pull that bone clean.
Yeah.
And that tells you right there that those pork butts are done.
And beautiful. You prefer the butt, don't you? You've told me that.
I'm a butt guy all the way.
Pick poor Robin clean. Pick poor Robin clean. Hey, speaking of, well, so we all came to the agreement that he is just speaking for himself, DJ Paul right there. We all kind of, we have no problem.
I like what he's saying. I like what he's saying.
Me falling off the bone. We have no problem with that, though?
No, I don't.
I don't say that.
You sure don't.
I think it's facts.
You sure don't, Broadus.
I don't.
Broadus is standing on straight business right here. Really, I don't say that.
I do not say that. I would never say that.
I would never say that.
Disgrace myself as a culinary enthusiast.
I would like scorn somebody that says that to me.
Dang. Next thing you know, you're putting beans in chili.
Consider myself scorned.
Well, Chuck, figure it out.
Oh, shoot. Look at that time.
I'm not a bean and chili guy, okay?
That's overtime, Eric. Lucius. Overtime.
I got to close this thing out of here. I got to close it out. All right, y'all be safe this weekend. During what you drinking and what you thinking is what I said is serious. Go get yourself checked out. I'm on the Cigna app trying to figure out how to do this. It's real out here, people, especially if you're a grown man and haven't had your diagnostic checked. Go get it checked right now. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on Monday. That's my time. I'm out. Peace.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time now for a proper round trip, Roll Chuck.
Deadline grades, and Rob Manfred is addressing the situation. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.